Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Lamed Ches, and we are about 10 lines from the bottom of daf Lamed Zayin or Mid Beis v'Hashlokos. So the topic is Dvarim Shel Ovdei Kechavim. As we saw, there's one Mishnah that discusses Dvarim Shel Ovdei Kechavim that are Asurin v'Isurin Isra Ana. Mishnah on daf Lamed Hey Mid Beis, which discusses Dvarim Shel Ovdei Kechavim that are Asurin. But the Eini Surin Isra, no, they're only Asur Bachilo or Shtia, they're not Asur Bahano. And then we're going to see, Yetz Hashem, tomorrow's daf, Dvarim Shaloiv De Kechavim that are actually Mutarim. So we've gone through Yayin a little bit, the Ikusugis of Yayin are in the end of Masechta. Yayin, of course, is the first one of the Dvarim Shaloiv De Kechavim that I mentioned in this entire Sugya. It's Asurin the Isurin Isra, no. We spoke a little bit about Pas, Shemen, about Bishul Oivdei Kechavim. Either way, today's daf, the Iker Sugya is Shlokos, which is Bishul Akum. Zok de Gemara Minu Animili. Om Rab Chiyah Barabo. What's the Makar? How do we know that Bishul Akum is Asur? So Rab Chiyah Barabo said in the name Rab Yoichanon Om Makra. It's learnt out from a Pasuk in the Torah. The context of the Pasuk is Parashas Dvarim, where Moshe Rabbeinu was recounting the events that took place in the Midbar. And Moshe says that we were going to go through the land of Sichon Melech Cheshbon. And before we entered his land, we sent them a telegram. We sent them a letter. The letter said as follows: Ebro Barzechel, let me cross your land. Baderech, baderech, eilech le'asa yamin esmael. We're going to pass through. You have nothing to worry about. Oichel bekesef tashbireini. This is the pasuk that the Gemara brings. We're going to buy food. The ochalti, we'll eat it. Umayin bekesef titinli v'shasisi. We'll pay for water as well. Rak egro. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells Sichon, you have nothing to worry about. We're not a threat. We're just passing through. Our destination is Eretz Canaan. Our destination is the promised land, Eretz Yisrael. That's where we're trying to go. Now, when we go through the land, we're going to be hungry, we're going to be thirsty, but we're going to pay for the food. We're going to pay for the water. It's actually going to be good for your economy. This is good. Tourism brings business. So let us pass through the land. I don't see any downside. That was the proposal that Moshe Rabbeinu makes to Sichon Melech Cheshbon. We, of course, know how it all worked out, but that was the original proposal. Says the Gemara, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Adiyuk, Kimayim, the Pasuk equates the food that the Yidden were going to buy and eat to the water that the Yidden were going to buy and eat. And ma mayim shlo nishtana, just like water you drink straight out of the well, it's not nishtana, nothing happens to the water from the time that you receive it to the time you drink it. So to the food that the Yidden was suggesting they were going to buy and eat was going to be oichel shaloi nishtana. But had the oichel been changed, had it been altered, had it been cooked, so to speak, at that point they wouldn't have been able to eat it. So the Yidden clearly said in the pasuk they were going to eat the food of Sichon. But dum yidamayim, and just like mayim is loy nishtana, so too the food they were going to eat was loy nishtana. In other words, bishul akum, if it was nishtana, it would have been awesome. But the Gemara says, elamayato, if this is the makar, the bishul akum is also chitim ason kloyos hachinami dasurin. That means you have a very, very broad definition of what bishul akum means. Bishul akum is aser if there was any shinoi to the oichel. It has to be dumya demayim in order for it to be kosher. But otherwise, it's going to pose an issue. So what would be if somebody took chit and he took wheat and he put it in an oven and roasted it? He parched it. It should come out, it's awesome, because it's not dumya demayim. Mayim isn't put into an oven. Nothing happens to the mayim. So l'chura, it should be asur. Chitay machinami, you'll say, okay, who said that's not called bishul akum? Vatanya, it's a mefurish abraisa. Chitay mason kloya, it's mutar. And if somebody takes chitay and makes kloyas out of it, it's mutar. So that can't be the makar to bishul akum, because if that was the makar to bishul akum, then the definition would be so broad that it would have to include chitay mason kloyas, and it's a braisa. We know for sure that it doesn't include that. Ela kamayim, so maybe the hekish tamayim was a little different. Ma mayim shalei nishtana mi briyasa. Ma av oichel shalei nishtana mi briyasa. Similar to mayim in the sense that mayim, it wasn't changed mibriyasa, meaning it still has the same physical nature that it had in its natural state. And we learn that you're allowed to buy oichel from a goy only if in its original state that it was in its natural state. But once you do something to it that alters it from its natural state, at that point, it's going to be asur. So it's not a tsushtel to chitim vason kloyos, because chitim vason kloyos, even though you changed it, you just dried it and you parched it, but it's still in its natural state. But the Gemara says, Elamayat, if that's the case, chitim vitochanon hachinam edison. What would be if you took wheat and you grinded it? You were toichin. it should be Yasser. Why? Because it's not Briyasan. And you're telling me that the only time you're allowed to take food from a guy is if it's Kibriyasan. B'chitim, okay, now you're going to tell me, who said, nah, maybe a guy, Bishalakim includes, he's not allowed to be Teichin Chitin. We know that's not true. But Tanya, we learned to the Brayz, B'chitim, Asan Kloyos, HaKmachin, V'haslosoi Shalehem Mutter, the Kemach and the Soilus, that comes from the Tchina of a guy, is going to be Mutter. So again, that can't be the Makar. So the Gemara says, maybe the Makar is a little different. Ela Kemayim, Ma'ayim Shal Nishtan, B'Briyasan, Al Yedei Ha'or, we have a hekish from oichel to mayim. The hekish is not that oichel has to be dumya to mayim, otherwise it's off limits because of the shalakim. We're just using the hekish to teach me one thing. Just like mayim was never changed al yedei fire, it was never changed, period. So it certainly wasn't nishtana al yedei ar. So too we learned the only time you're allowed to eat oichel from a guy is if it was loy nishtana al yedei ar. But if it was nishtana al yedei ar, he cooked it, he baked it, roasted it, there's fire involved in the oichel, at that point it's going to be awesome. So the Gemara says, I hear, I don't have a kasha on this, but midi arksiv, what kind of hekish is that? It doesn't say anything about or. Either you make the hekish, either you say oichel dumi damayim, or you don't say oichel dumi damayim. If you want to say oichel dumi damayim, so it has to be in its raw natural state. If that's the case, chitin vasoyin kloya, it should be off limits. Chitin v'tochanon, the kemach and the soilus, should be off limits. And so too, chitin vafa, or if you mavashla, it should also be off limits. But we know that's not the halacha. We know the only time bishalakim is a problem is if it involves fire. It has to be an element of or. So, l'chura, if that's the case, then the makar can't be this pasuk because the hekish doesn't work. So what then is the makar? Ela zok the gemara midrabanan. You have to say the makar is really din derabanan v'kra asmachta ba'alma. This pasuk is an asmachta, meaning it does stand to some degree, but as an asmachta, it's not actually the original source. So before we go weiter, just two ha'aras right at the beginning of the sugya of Bishalakim. Number one, it's just interesting that the gemara brought a pasuk, oichel bekesef tashbireini v'achalti, umayim bekesef titen li v'shazisi. Which at first glance, I think if you're being mavis etra, and you're familiar with the halacha bishalakum, and you're paying attention, you may be very bothered with this pasuk. What's pasuk shat? Moshe Rabbeinu tells Sichei Melech Cheshbon, we're going to go through Cheshbon, and don't worry, it'll be great for the economy. We're going to eat in your diners, and we're going to buy food. How are you buying food? This is Bishalakim 101. And even if you're going to tell me that, oh, it's not a problem because the food will be kosher, but Eichel sounds like prepared food. It certainly sounds like it. And it's interesting that the Gemara actually approaches it from the reverse. The Gemara starts off the sugya as if this pasuk is actually the makar to the Isser Bishalakim. Meaning, the man on the street would probably take the opposite tack. He would say, Eichel bekesef tashbireini. Imtaymar Bishalakim. So you'll have to come up with a teretz. But the Gemara says just the opposite. The Gemara actually thought that this pasuk was a makar that Bishalakim should be Isser. The Gemara says it's not a makar. It does, however, blive as an asmachta b'alma. Another pasuk that came to mind, which is more negated to yesterday's daf, but all these dafin are intertwined, and that's a pasuk in Parshas Ki Tzeitzi. The pasuk says lo yave amoini o mayavi b'kal Hashem gam dayra siri lo yave lehem b'kal Hashem adaylum. So we know amin amoyav, they can't come b'kal Hashem amoini v'loy amoinis mayavi v'loy mayaviya David Rus etc. etc. But the pasuk gives a reason why can't amin amoyav intermarry with Klal Yisrael al dvarash le kidmu Eschem, Balechem, Uvamayim, Bederech, Bitzeschem, Yimitzrayim. The reason is because when the Yidden were leaving Mitzrayim, why didn't Amin and Moav come out and offer them Lechem and Mayim? Pasuk Sapella. Offer them Lechem, how could you eat their bread? Pasakum. So Lechura, in Devarim, Perik Beis, Pasuk Chav Ches, you have Bishalakim 101. And in Devarim, Perik Chav Gimel, Pasuk Hey, you have Pasakim 101. So what's Plashim Shah? What was the Havamina that this was going to be okay? So the truth is, maybe they weren't going to eat it. That's also possible. It's not muchach anywhere in the pasuk that they were going to eat it. But either way, just l'saber es oizen, just a little bit of ara. We'll speak out the second ara later. Lom again, a bissel weiter. Zok te gemara amarav shmul barav yitzchak amarav. Shab shmul barav yitzchak said in the name of Rav, kol anechel kumayishu chai, any food that could be eaten raw, ain by mishum bishulu yevdikich. So even if a guy goes ahead and the guy cooks the food, it doesn't render it bishulakam. Because being that the guy did not have to cook the food, it was nechal kemoshu chai. You could have eaten it raw. Therefore, the halach is, there's not going to be a problem. B'shach. B'surah masneach. That's the way they learned in surah. But b'pumbadisa masneach. B'pumbadisa, they learned a little bit differently. Amar shomar Yitzchak, amarav. So in surah, they used to say over that kula, that Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak said in the name of Rav Pumpadisa, there was a different kulam bishul akum that they used to say from the same Amiram, the same Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak in the name of Rav, and that is Kol She'inu Nechal Al Shulchan Malachim Lalafis Payas Apas Ein Bayim Bishun. Any food that's not nechal al shulchan malachim wasn't used as a dip al shulchan malachim, but emphasis according to most rishonim on nechal al shulchan malachim. So if it's food that kings would not put on their feast, it wouldn't be on their dining room table. That type of food doesn't have the halachas of bishul akum. So two kulas, both Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak in the name of Rav, and it seems like there were two versions, two gersais, and what this kula was. In Surah, they used to say the kula was, if it's nechal kamoish yichai, if it's something that's eaten raw, even if a guy cooks it later, there's no problem with bishul akum. But in Medisa, they used to say that if it's not nechal al shulchan malachim, so it's not such a chash of a food, even if a guy cooks it, no worries. It's not going to be a problem of bishul akum. My benayu, what's the nafkamina between the two gersais? Ike benayu, dogim kitanim, small fish, va'ardi, mushrooms, v'daisa, that was some popular dish that people used to eat back in the day. Rashi says, "Ein nechal and chayin." These foods were not eaten raw, but at the same time, they weren't chashiv, they weren't oil al shulchan malachim. So it chapa nafkamina between these two pshatim. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav, dogim kitanim meluchim. If you have small, salty fish, ein bohen mishum bishul yarev kechavim. You don't have that halacha bishul akum. Amar Rav Yosef, in salon yarev kechavim, if Goy roasts these dogim kitanim, soymich yistrol aleim mishum eruv tafshulim. A yid is allowed to use it as eruv tafshulim. And this is already a little bit of a chiddush. The reason it's a chiddush is because we're having our cake, in this case fish, and eating it too. Because you're telling me that the goy's cooking this fish doesn't render it bishul with regards to the halachas of bishul akum. So if it's not bishul with regards to the halachas of bishul akum, why am I allowed to use it for eruv tavshilim? For eruv tavshilim, I need cooked food. So manavshach, is it bishul or is it not bishul? Did the goy cook it or did the goy not cook it? So we know the answer, and that's what the Gemara is saying. Lamdis, it's not a kasha, but the point is, that's what the Gemara is trying to bring out, that even though the goy cooked it, so that we're saying a chiddush to a degree that it's not considered bishul as it relates to Simen Kuf Yud Gimel and Yeridei, as it relates to the halachas of bishul akum, stating that it is considered bishul with regards to eruv tavshilim. If a goy makes kasa daharsana, so that was some fish-based dish that people used to eat, aser, it's going to be aser. Freik the Gemara, pshita, why would you think kasa daharsana is okay? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because ma'al detem, I would have thought harsana ikir, kamashwan kamcha ikir. So kasa daharsana was made up of two main ingredients, fish and flour. Now, fish, we just said, these small fish are not problems of bishul akum. So if the ikar of the kasa daharsana is the fish, then l'churi, you're not going to have a problem with bishul akum. But if the ikar is the kemach, then you are going to have a problem of bishul akum. So that kamash malon, that the kemach is the ikar, thus, if a guy goes and he makes kasa daharsana, it's not going to be okay. You won't be able to eat it. Amarav broino, amarav, if a guy lights a fire in an agam, that's a swamp, a meadow, kol hachagavim sheba agam asur, all the grasshoppers become asur. So this is arson 101, but basically the guy went, he torches this agam, there's a whole bunch of chagavim, grasshoppers, and now they were all torched to a certain degree. Now, grasshoppers, we saw this in yesterday's daf, that could be kosher. There's four minim of chagovim that are kosher. So, in this case, being that they were torched and heated by a guy, it's considered bishul akum. But the Gemara says, hey, chidami, explain the case a little bit better. Is the reason that Rav Paskin, that all the chagovim are osir, is because once they're lit on fire, it's going to be very hard to figure out whether they're kosher or not kosher, because the simanim of a kosher chagov is very subtle. So if it was lit up and it was disformed, it's going to be very hard to identify what's that. The ma'ir of kechavim. Then this halacha would be true even if a guy was not the one that lit this fire, and if a yid did. I feel Yisrael Nami. El mishum bishul erev kechavim. Obviously, the issue is bishul akum, right? That's why the halacha that Rav said was regarding a guy. He didn't say if a yid does it, it's going to be aser. He said if a guy does it, it's going to be aser. Obviously, there's no concern about the kashrus of the chagav intrinsically. The issue is more of a bishul akum problem. Thus, it relates only to a guy. But the Gemara asks a kasha, ki I gavna mi aser, is that going to be aser? If a guy singes the head of an animal, so this is an animal that already was shachot. They shechted the animal, and they would singe the animal to take the hair off. So that's what the guy did. Now, because he singed it,
the animal became a little softer. You're allowed to benefit from it. You're allowed to eat now, let's say, the ear of the animal, which is on the head, which now became softer as a result of the Oivik Echavim that was Chorek Reshe. Ay, it's Bishalakim. What's the teretz? Because the guy didn't have a mind to cook it. The guy's intent was to remove the ear. It Derech Agav got cooked and now it became Roy Lachila. That's not Bishalakim. Bishalakim is only if the guy's intention is to cook. But if his intention is not to cook, it's not a problem. Say the same thing over here, being that his kivun was to expose, to blow up this agam, so not to cook the grasshoppers. It's for that reason, luchura, it shouldn't be a problem. So Manavchuk, the Gemara doesn't understand Rav's halacha. Rav said a guy went, he torches this agam. You have a lot of chagavim over there. All the chagavim are going to be us. So the Gemara says Manavchuk, are you worried about the kashrus? Then even if a yid would do it, it would be a problem. Elamai, you're worried about bishalakum. That's why you presented the halacha in the context of a guy being the one that did it. The problem is, it shouldn't be Bishalakim, because a very important halacha in Bishalakim is that it's only a problem if the guy's kavanah was to cook. His kavanah wasn't to cook. Why is that different than the guy that's removing the hair of the head of an animal, that if Derech Agav, by doing that, he cooks the animal a little bit, he softens part of the animal, then now it becomes Reil Achila, the halacha is that you're allowed to eat it. It's not Bishalakim. Zok to Gemara, you have to say, Lo'ilam lo'yada haytar v'aytam. You have to say the issue was not Bishalakim. You're right, this is not a Bishalakim case, because this kavanah wasn't to cook. What then is this a case of? This is a case of somebody that lit the agam, and now we don't know whether the grasshoppers are kosher or not. Why do you say the halacha by a guy? You say about yid. Rav was saying over a story. He was passing the halacha l'maisa. Punk, the story happened with a guy. That's why that's the way it was transmitted. That anachanami has nothing to do with a guy. Gufa. Omar Rav Chanan bar Ami, Omar Apodos, Omar Rav Yechanan. Hi, Oivik Echavim the Chorech Reisha. A guy, that's Chorech Reisha. He takes the hair off the head of an animal. Shoyim Echel Minei, you're allowed to eat it. Afilim Reish Unya, even the ear. Amar Avina, Hilkach, Tivot Aloch is, Hi, Oivik Echavim the Shod, the Sichsa Lasuna. So, Me'inyin Le'inyin, same exact idea, same underlying concept. If a guy would put a peg, a Sichsa, into a fire, the cover by Yisrael Kar, he lights the fire, and then he finds out that the Yid had a vegetable there. So, the guy lit an oven, let's say, because he wanted to harden a peg. See, his kavanah wasn't to cook. He was forming some sort of keli. It just so happened that the yid had food there, and the yid's food was baked because the guy lit the fire. Shaper dummy, there's no problem. The guy's allowed to now, the yid's now allowed to eat this food. There's no problem with bishalakim. Why not? It's the same halacha, because the guy's kavanah was never to cook. He was just making kalim. He wasn't cooking. Fake the Gemara, pshita, isn't that obvious? Based on what we just said, mal de temel of shulei monakam echam. The Gemara says no, because maybe when you put a keli in an oven, it's considered bishul. You're cooking the keli. Kamash malom the shrurei monakam echam. It's not the way you look at it. You just look at it as if you're harding it. Rashi says ve'in daita lebishul. It's not considered bishul. So if it's not considered bishul, this is not going to be a problem. Om rabbi damash malini chisrael basar gabi cholin. If a yid puts meat on top of coals, uba oivik echavim, and then a guy comes v'hafach boy. And he starts, right, takes the burger, he flips it this way, flips it that way, mutter. The halacha is, it's okay. So what did the yid do? The yid put the meat on top of coals. The oivik echavim was mahapich, the basar, that was on the coals. That's not bishalakim. Why? Because the yid is the one who put the basar on the gechal. Hey, chidam. Have a bushel. Are we talking about a case where had the guy not the mahapich it, it would have cooked anyways? Pshita, so the guy didn't do anything. By being mahapach, by flipping the burger, he didn't do anything. We're talking about a case where you need the guy to flip the burger. Otherwise, it's not going to cook. Am I mutter? Then it should be bishalakim. So the Gemara says, had the guy not been mahapach, the basar, it would have cooked, but it would have taken 2 hours. Now the guy expedited the process. Because of what he did, it's not going to cook in 2 hours. It's going to cook in 1 hour. That by being makariv the bishul, making it go faster, so even though it's on track now, it's going to happen. But the guy expedited the process. Maybe that should be termed bishul with regards to the halachas of bishulakum. Kamash one that it's not. Freak the Gemara. Va'om Rav Asi, Om Rav Yechanan. Rav Asi said, Rav Yechanan, Kol Shuk, Michael Ben Drusoy, Einboy, Mishum, Bishule, Oivdei Koychavim. Isn't the halacha that any time a Yid cooks something, and he cooks it k'maychol ben drusoy. So at that point, if the guy does anything, it's not bishul. So maychol ben drusoy, right, a third, a fifth, a half, a shaylon the rishonim, comes up in Hilchos Shabbos very prominently, halachas of Shia and Chazara, but the bottom line is, maychol ben drusoy, if it was cooked a little bit by a Yid, anything the guy does at that point is not considered bishul akva. But what do you see from here? Ha'enoi k'maycho ben drusoy. If it wouldn't be k'maycho ben drusoy, yesh by mishum bishul oivet k'chavim, then it would be considered bishul oivet k'chavim. So not only is it not true that just because the yid put the meat on the fire, that means the guy could do whatever he wants. It's even more than that. If the yid would put it on the fire, it would start cooking already. But if it didn't cook a maichel ben drusoy, the guy's not allowed to touch it. So how could you go ahead and tell me that kiruve bishula lav milsehi? So the guy could be mahapach. He could expedite the process. It's not an issue. All the yid has to do is put the meat on the coals. It's nista from what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan said that only if it's k'maychol ben drusoy, then the guy can go and be mevashel it afterwards. But the diuk is ha einoy k'maychol ben drusoy yesh by mishum shulayev the kechavim. So the Gemara says no. Hasim going to usri besulta v'shakna v'chavim v'ayis v'tanur. A very simple teretz. Rabbi Yochanan's case was talking about where a yid cooked the k'maychol ben drusoy, then he took it off the fire, and now the guy is going to put it back on the fire. He's doing the whole work. He's turning on the stove. He's putting it in the fry. He's doing everything on his own. So over there, Rabbi Yochanan said halach. It was already cooked k'maychol ben drusoy, then it's mevushel. So it's like a gather of eim. At that point, you're not going to have a bishul akum issue anymore. The case that the Gemara is discussing, what Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, that's talking about where the yid put the meat on the fire and never took it off. Now the guy is going, he's being mahapachet. That's not an issue. As long as the yid puts it on the fire, even if it didn't cook at all, let alone k'maychol ben drusoy, doesn't have to cook. So if the yid puts the meat on the fire, that's the distinction. The guy could do whatever he wants. If the yid puts it on the fire, then it comes off the fire, and now the guy wants to put it back on the fire, it's a whole different sugya. So now we say, if it's already cooked, k'maychol ben drusoy, yeah, the guy can put it back on the fire. If it's not cooked, k'maychol ben drusoy, then he can't put it back on the fire. Tanya nami hachi, a raya to what we're discussing. Menich Yisrael baso agabi k'chol, a yid could put meat on coals, uba'i v'k'chovim, a guy can come, uba'hapach boy, and play with the meat, actually over Yisrael, be'beis ha'kneses, or be'beis ha'medrish, ve'enei chayshish. So, before you go out to learn, you can put meat on the fire, you can leave a guy or a goita in your house. It's not a problem. He or she can do whatever they want. The same is true. Shayfesis isha kdeiro al gabi kira. A woman can do the same thing. She could put something in a kira, in an oven. Ubas oivedes kechavim umagisa atchotovim mi beis hamerchitz oy mi beis hakneses. So we're talking about a woman. Why is a woman going to shul? So I am behagoyis v'tziyona. Maybe the girsa is min hashuk, not mi beis hakneses. Either way, ve'enach eishesh is the same point. The point is that you can put the food on the oven and you have nothing to worry about. Iba yiluhu iniachay v'kechavim v'avach yisrael mai. What's the halacha if a guy, just the opposite, put the meat on top of the coals, and the Yisrael was the one that was mahapa. So again, this last halacha was, you'd put meat on fire, kedera, whatever it was, and now the guy is being mahapa. As long as the yid puts it there, it's not a problem. Now, if it comes off, that was Rabbi Yochanan's halacha. It would have to have already been cooked k'maychol ben drusoy. Otherwise, he can't put it back. But assuming it didn't come off the fire, so the yid put it on the fire, it remained on the fire, even though the goy is mahapach and there's a kiruv of the bishul from 2 hours to 1 hour, it doesn't matter. It's going to be okay. Now the Gemara is discussing just the opposite. A goy put the meat on the coals. V'hafach Yisrael, and the yid is the one that's flipping the burgers. Role reversal. Amar Rav Nachum by Yitzchak al v'chaymer. Gamrei biyad oivdei kechavim muter. Gamrei biyad Yisrael loy kolshkein. The ikar is the Gemara. Tain is the Gemara. So madachif the guy is the closer. He's the one that finishes the bishul. That loch is it's okay because the yid started. So certainly in the reverse, if the guy was the one that started and the yid's the one that finishes it, it should definitely be okay. Itmar nami omer rabba barbachana omer b'yechon. Rami lo omer rabba acha barbachana omer b'yechon. Ben shinech yisrael v'havak yisrael. Whether the guy's the one that put the meat on the fire and the yid was mahapach, ben shinech yisrael v'havak yisrael, or it was done in the reverse, the yid was the one that put the meat on the fire and the guy was mahapach mutter, it's going to be okay. The ena yasser, the only time it's asser is achetei tchilasoi v'gamroi b'yadoi v'kechavim. If the tchila and the soif were b'yadoi v'kechavim, that's the only time it's going to be a problem. Omer avino hilchasad halacha as follows. Harifta the shagar v'kechavim. Bread that the guy lit the fire for Yisrael, and the yid baked the bread.
Inam Yishoga Yisrael the Yid turned on the fire. Va'of Oyved Kechavim, and the guy baked the bread. Inami Shogar Oyved Kechavim. Or if the guy lit the fire, the guy baked the bread, and then the yid came, and all he did was he mixed the coals a little bit. Shapir, I mean, that's going to be enough that it shouldn't be considered bishul akam. Lahalacha, incidentally, we're not going to go into this, but lahalacha, it's a big machlek, is mechaber rama. What the yid has to do in order to avoid bishul akam problems. The mechaber takes a more stringent position, the rama is more makel, and a lot of people are very makel. The rama says a lashon that even if the yid throws in one twig, just a jug, he adds a little fuel to the fire, that would already be enough that it shouldn't be a problem. The shalakim, this gemara is obviously the starting point for that discussion. Another halacha. Dag maliach. Salty fish. So if a guy goes and salts a fish, is that considered bishalakum? Or is that not considered bishalakum? Chizki Ashari. Chizki said it's not considered bishalakum. Rabbi Yochanan also. Rabbi Yochanan said that it is considered bishalakum. Now, why should salting a fish be considered bishalakum? This is Yerideya 101. Because we know in the sugyas of Taruvos, Moliach is Hareo Kiroseach. Moliach is like Resicha. So if somebody would salt, for example, kosher meat and non-kosher meat together, we would say that there's blias and platis. There'd be real problems of taruvas issues. It'd be nice and tam. Just like fire creates blias and platis, melicha does the same thing. You salt food on Shabbos, so it's Iran and Masachta Shabbos, it's somewhere in Avodah Zarah as well. But either way, there's this whole sugyas of melicha constituting resicha. So it's in that vein that Amiram argued, in the sugya is a bishul akum. Is melicha salting food? Is it considered bishul with regards to the sugya is bishul akum or not? Machloik is chiski and Rabbi Yechon. Chiski said it's mutter. Rabbi Yechon said it's aser. Beitz tzluya, if somebody boils an egg or roasts an egg, is that okay or is that not okay? Now, why shouldn't it be okay? It sounds like bishul akum 101. The reason it could be it's okay is because the part of the egg that's eaten never gets exposed to the fire. It's covered by the shell. So based on that, there was a svara amongst the Amoraim that maybe it should be mutter. So what's the halacha bar kapora? Shari bar kapora said it's mutter. Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Yechon said it's also. Yes, Rav Dimi Yomar. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel. He said, I'm going to tell you what I heard in Eretz Yisrael. I heard that echad dag moliach, the echad beitz etzluya, that by dag moliach and by beitz etzluya, chiskiya ubar kapora sharu, chiskiya and bar kapora both said mutter. Rabbi Yechon and Asa and Rabbi Yechon was machmer by both of them, which is in line with what the Gemara just said. So either way, as it relates to the dag moliach, a guy salting a fish, or a guy cooking an egg that's in its shell, Chizki and Bar Kapara were both mekel, Rabbi Yochanan asin. Now the Gemara tells a story. Rabchia Parva, ikla lebe reish kulusa. Rabchia Parva once came to the reish kulusa. On Rule, they told him, Beitz tzlu yamai, you're a rabbi, we need a psak halacha, a roasted egg. Mutter or Aser? Amalusi told him, I'll tell you. Chizki and Bar Kapara sharu. Chizki and Bar Kapara both said, Mutter, Rabbi Yechon and Aser. Rabbi Yechon said it's Aser. But, if you ask me the halacha, they ain't dvar of shalecha, but mokum shnayim. It's two against one. So if it's two against one, we pass like Chizki and Bar Kapara, we don't pass like Rabbi Yechon. In other words, he was mekel. He told him, you can eat the beitz atzluya. Rav Zvid, Amalu, Rav Zvid. Rav Zvid was standing there. And Rav Zvid said, Lei tetzisule. Don't listen. Hachi Amar Abaye. I'm going to tell you what Abaye said. Hilchaz HaKavasi to Rabbi Yechon. Allah is always like Rabbi Yechon. The Allah is like Rabbi Yechon, even though over here he's the minority opinion, it's one against two. A beitz atzluya by a guy is aser. So the Gemara says that the Reish Kalusa was so disappointed at Rav Zvid for this psak. Here he just told them they can't eat their eggs. So ashkiyu netuga dechala, they gave him some very, very sharp vinegar to drink. The noch nafshe, they killed Rav Zvid. Tanu Rabbanan, another braisa that discusses different halachas regarding bishul akam. So the truth is that the Gemara is going to go into a whole bunch of different macholin that once upon a time were staples at your local restaurant's menu. So these are not foods, most of them anyways, that we eat today. So today it'd be a different list of foods. But the point is that these were halacha lemaisa examples that the Gemara is going to tell from here until the bottom of the Yomid as it relates to the halacha of bishul akam. But like with all Gemaras, even though sometimes the tzir itself, the exhibits, aren't necessarily halacha lemaisa, but the underlying principles are, and that's what the Gedolei HaPoskim have done over the years, applying different foods that the Gemara discussed, mutter or aser, to modern times so that we can relate it to the foods that we eat. Either way, the Gemara starts with the braisa. Tanu Rabbanon, hakafrisin, v'hakaflutois, v'hemtalya, v'achamin v'hakloyoy shalehen, all that were prepared by Goyen, mutarim angel b'motah. So what are these things? So kafrisin are the husks that cover caper berries. So kafrisin actually comes up in a lot of places in Shas, more notably in Masechtas Brachos, but kafrisin is miloshin capers. So the capers, when they're in their husks, they're in their covering, if they're prepared by a guy, the loch is, they're going to be mutter. Kaflutais leek. Hemtalya, the Gemara is going to discuss. Chamin is straightforward, that's hot water. And kloyos is also straightforward. Kolli v'karmel, those are parched foods. You take wheat and you put it in an oven, you dry it out a little bit. That's what kloyos are. So the halacha is all these things are going to be mutter. Rashi explains why they're mutter, each one. Beitza tsluya asura. What about a roasted egg? So we saw before, it was machloikis, chiskin, and bar kapora, both said it's mutter. Rabbi Yochanan said it was aser. The story with Rabbi Chiya Parva, Rabbi Zvid lost his life because of a psak halacha regarding this beitz and sluya. So what's the halacha? Shem asura, it's aser. So the Bryce is paskining very clearly like Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Shemen, what about oil? Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Beis Dina Nimnu all of the Hitiru. So this comes up again. Again as Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, not as Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. But either way, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi and his Beis Din, they were matter Shematanya. He Hemtalya, he Psilya, he Shiyasa. So the only one of these things that the Chachamim weren't sure what it was Hemtalya. Kafrisin, Kafluta, is Chamin, Kloya, is Beitz, Tzluy, and Shemin, we know. But Hemtalya, Vos is Hemtalya. So the Gemara says, Seicha Breisa. Hemtalya, Psilya, and Shiyasa, you'll see these things mentioned in Gemara. You should know they're all the same. Okay, what is it? My Shiyasa. I'm a Rabbi Bar Bachan and Rabbi Yochanan. I'm going to tell you a story. And you should know this story. It's 40 years since this story happened. It happened in Egypt. And it happened 40 years ago. Rabbi Rachana didei amar hashitin shnin denafik hay uvdim yimitzrayim. So Rabbi Rachana said, Rabbi Yochanan said it was 40 years since the story happened. He himself said it's 60 years from when the story happened. The Gemara says, v'lei pligi, mar b'shnei. Why is it not a stira? So this is back in the envelope of arithmetic, because Rabbi Rachana said the story 20 years later. I mean, there was no discussion of when the story happened. When Rabbi Yochanan said it, it was 40 years. 20 years later, Rabbi Bar Bachana said that, you know, Rabbi Yochanan told a story that it happened 40 years earlier. It's the Sheshoin Zechzigyar. Time flies. But the point is, it's already 20 years later. Either way, what was the story? So the Gemara says, Maisa Shahoya Kachoya. Maisi Bizr the Karpa. So they made Shiyasa. And the way they made Shiyasa, and this is the part of the story that we need, what's the recipe for Shiyasa? So you take seeds of cress, Ubizr the Kisna, seeds of flax, Ubizr the Shavlilta, seeds of fenugreek, Vetarulu Bahadi Hadadi Bifshairi, and you soak it together. Shairi is warm water, so it's not too hot, it's not too cold. V'shofkli ad mekapel, and you leave it until it grows, so the seeds are going to grow. So this is some taruvos of seeds that are going to somehow grow together. So what did they do? What was this story that happened in Mitzrayim? So that's the recipe. What happened in Mitzrayim was umaisi chatzi chadita. They brought new barrels, umalumai, they filled them with water, v'tarbur gargishta, and they put mud, clay inside. Umad bekimbe, and then they took the seeds and they put it into this new barrel with the water and the clay. V'ailu bebani, and then they went to budzich. They went to the bathhouse. Ad nafki melav levi. When they came out of the bathhouse, achlumine, they were already able to eat from it. It grew miraculously, so quickly. And their whole body was filled with chills. I'm Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi heard the story, and he said, Amali Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina told me Milan. That's a bigot. Story never happened. But Amrila, some say that Rav Chanina didn't say Milan. What he said was Bim Milan. He said, it's true, it's a true story. But it didn't happen naturally. It happened Bim Milan. They used words, CBGB. They used incantations and some lachash. And that was the way they were able to make it happen. Either way, what we need is not the story, but rather what we need is the recipe. Tanu Rabbanon, HaKusfan Sholev de Kechavim. So Kusfan are Oske Klapte dates. So when they would press dates to make beer, let's say, so they would, the dates themselves, they would heat it in hot water. That was what you would do with it. You're not going to throw it out. So you'd heat it up and you'd eat it. So the question is, if a guy does it, is it okay or is it not okay? So it's interesting. Bishul Akam is not the problem over here. But the Brice is another issue. If it was cooked in a big pot, aser. In a small pot, it's going to be mutter. What's the definition of a small pot? It's so small that you can't put a tzipar, you can't put a bird inside of it. What's the point? The point is, there's no bishul akum issue. The issue is a taruvos issue. If a guy prepared it, and he prepared it in his pot, L'chura, you have to be worried about the pot. Maybe the pot has an adblias of Dvar Masur. So if it's a small pot where you can't fit a tzipar in it anyways, okay, so you have nothing to worry about. If it's a big pot, it's a Yair G'dayla, where you can fit a non-kosher food, so now you have to worry about the blias and the platis, that's where it's going to be an issue. But the Gemara says, V'dum admuya admuyle. What do you mean? So you have a small pot, you try to take the bird, you stick it in, it's a gait nishtaran. Maybe he chopped it up, maybe he diced it and he put it in that way. So the Gemara says, you're right. I mean, the point is, it had to be in a way where even something small couldn't go in. The bottom line is, it was such a small pot, no food can go there, you don't have to be worried about blias. It's only in that case that it's going to be okay. But the Gemara says, V'tani, we learned in a braisa, achas yoyra gedoyla of achas yoyra ketanam. But we learned in a braisa that even a yoyra gedoyla is mutter. So the Gemara like, kasha, hokaman doma, noisa tan lefkam aser, hokaman doma, noisa tan lefkam mutter. What would be the chshar? You worried about the blias and the platis. The blias and the platis is only going to be an issue according to Mandam of the notes. Nois and Tam Lefkam is usser. But being that Stam Kalim, we assume Anapin and Yoimon, so even if there's blias, they're not, then Nois and Tam Lefkam, if you hold Nois and Tam Lefkam as mutter, it's going to be okay, even with a Yoyra Gedoyla, exhale. We just have too much raid to finish the da. So we're learning the sugya of Bishol Akum. So Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Ches is Bishol Akum. Two are synonymous with each other. This is the sugya. It's all right here. The Gemara, the Rishonim, the Achrayim, the Paiskin. It's a Vaydazar Lamed Ches. This is the sugya of Bishol Akum. So a few others. Number one, Hashlokos. Bishol Akum. Why is Bishol Akum Asa? Now, just to be clear, it was not one of the Yud Ches Dvar. So we had the Braisa that discussed the Yud Bes Ches Dvar. Pas Akum, Pas Palter, that's from Yud Ches Dvar. Shemen Akum, that's from the Yud Ches Dvar. Stam Yeinam is from the Yud Ches Dvar. Yayin also has an element of Yayin Esach. It's from the Yud Ches Dvar. Cholav Akum, that's because we're concerned about a taruva, is that there might be cholav from a behemoth mea. That's what the issue is. What about Bishol Akum? So the Gemara didn't give a reason why Bishol Akum is also. Now, it started off with a Menahani Mili, with a Pasuk, but the Gemara fell off of it. The Gemara came out and the Gemara said, Elamid Rabbanan. So what's the reason? Why is Bishol Akum also? So Rashi says in the Mishnah, Taflamet Heim, it beis v'ashlokos, kol dava shebishol evi kechavim, v'afilu b'kli tohar, is considered Bishol Akum, v'kulu mishum chasnas. So Bishol Akum is also Zohar Rashi mishum chasnas. For the same reason that Pas Akum is also, and Shemen Akum is also, and Stam Yenam is also, for that same reason that Bishol Akum is also, we were afraid one thing would lead to another. If you're going to eat food that was cooked by a guy, then they invite you over, and next thing you know, you may intermarry. But it was Kula misum chasas. Take a look at Rashi in our Gemara. Daf lamed ches amud aleph. The top Rashi. So Rashi says midrabanon shlo yehi Yisrael rogel etzloi b'maychel v'mishta. You want to know why the Chachamim said Bishol Akum is also because they don't want that the Yidden and the non-Jews should eat together. Why? Zok Rashi v'yachilenu davar tameh. Because if a guy's going to eat together with a Yid, you know what might happen? He's going to serve him. Yeah, oh, the food's kosher. And then all of a sudden, he's going to serve him non-kosher food. So the al-sachshash of Yachilenu davar tameh, that's freik toisvis, astir in Rashi. Rashi, and Daf Lamed Heyamud Beis said that why is Bishol Akum Masa is Mishum Chasas? For the same reason they asked Pashem and Inyai. And here over here, Rashi and Daf Lamed Chesam and Aleph says a different reason. He says the chshash is v'yachilenu davar tameh. And I guess the kasha is, Rashi will tell you, okay, Yagad Olav Reya. I gave you one reason here, another reason here, but at the end of the day, it's two reasons. What do you need two reasons for? It's the emesis. If you take a look at the Achroinim say different svaras, why Rashi may have needed another reason for why Bishol Akum should be awesome. But I'll tell you one interesting thing, halacha lemaisa, that the Pischei Tshuva says, and that is, Pischei mentioned yesterday, that the Pischei Tshuva, in the beginning of Simin Kuf Yud Beis, says, a gevaldige kula. He says that the only time, even though we know that a mummer very often is treated like a guy in halacha, but when it comes to halacha, pas akum, if a mummer gives you pas, meaning a yid, but he doesn't Firzach, like the Yid is Mechal Shabbos, but for Hesia, for example, so then the halacha would be that you would be able to eat his bread. In so many areas in halacha, a mummer is treated like a guy, says the Pischei Tshuva, quoting the Teferis Lamosha, he says, think about it. Zil Basar Taima. What's the reason? What's the reason that you're not allowed to eat Pas Akum? It's Zer Mishum Chasnos, Mishum Bnei Seyem, because you're worried that one thing is going to lead to another. So it says the Teferis Lamosha, a mummer, what's going to happen if you marry the mummer's daughter? It's okay, she's a Yid. So Enechinami, he doesn't
conduct himself like a Yid, but you can't tell me he's not a Yid. I mean that you can't tell me he's not a Yid. And during that halach is if you're going to go ahead and marry his daughter, it's going to be okay. There's no svar in the world that there should be a gzeira mishum chasid. Now we spoke out then that Avnezer argues. Avnezer in the tshuva argues, and he brought a moyer de gerayas. Raya was from the mechaber in Simon Kuf Chav Dalad, where the mechaber says that when it comes to the halach of yayin nesach, so if a guy touches yayin shel Yisrael, if the wine's not mavushal, the halach is it becomes yayin nesach. The same is true for a fraya Yid, a mummer. It's a mefurish halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It's not a chumra. If a mummer, someone that's a mechal Shabbos for a hesia, he touches somebody else's wine, the halacha is that it's going to be awesome. Now, stam yenin is also aser mishum chasnos. I mean that stam yenim is also awesome mishum chasnos. So says Davni Nezer, where do you see that even when the gzeira is mishum chasnos, still a mummer is considered included in the gzeira chasnos? By the way, I'll just tell you something interesting. Davni Nezer entertains a tzad. We didn't really go through the sugi of yayin yet, but Davni Nezer entertains a tzad that maybe the reason yayin is mochamer is because of the yayin nesach component, and being that you're dealing with the Yisrael mummer, so maybe there's an element of chash of nesach as well. Ordinarily, you never think that the yid is going to be menasach the yayin lavoi dezara. But if you're dealing with a mummer, there is a chash nesach. So maybe it's not a tushtel, maybe yayin, right? It's a very obvious ha'ara on the Avni Nezer's chiddush. Now, Avni Nezer wants the shtel tzu, yayin, to pass. Yayin, we know, is mochamer. How do we know yayin's mochamer? It's in the Mishnah of Elu Dvarim Asurim, V'Yisurin Isser Hana. Pass is in the Mishnah of Elu Dvarim that are Asurim, V'Ein Yisurin Isser Hana. So you know that yayin is mochamer, and the reason yayin is mochamer is because of the yayin nesach, it's because of the Avodah Zarah component. And the Avodah Zarah piece definitely does apply. It definitely does apply to a guy as well, to a mummer as well. So Tainit Avni Nezer, maybe that's why it's going to be different, but Avni Nezer says if that was the case, it's a chapa nafgamina. It's a beautiful tshuva, it's in Yeridea Simen Tzadik Bezi. He goes through it very methodically, a little more negate when we're going to the sugis of yayin. But he says one very interesting thing. He says if that's the case, let's say you would have a goy that's not an oivet avodah zarah. So if he touches the yayin, it should be mutter. For example, the Rambam says that the Muslims, the Ishmaelim, were not oivet avodah zarah. Going back to the beginning of the Masechta. So he says, according to the Rambam Shita, the Ishmaelim weren't oivet avodah zarah. So if a Yishmaeli touches your wine, there shouldn't be a problem. So you can have an Arab worker in an Israeli restaurant or hotel who's going to touch yayin that's ainim avushal. It shouldn't be a problem. Because lechura, there's no problem of yayin esach. So he says, what do you see from there? You see that the Isser Maga is true even when there is no chshash avodah zarah. The Isser Maga is true even when all there is a chshash chasnas. He brings a story. He says, v'chein muchach. Reb Chaim Vital, listen to this. Reb Chaim Vital once drank wine with Yishmaeli that was in the Shoshasa Yain is Shehemer Lidas Yishmaelim. There was a Yid that Nebuchadnezzar of the Derech, he became a Yishmaeli. Va'asa Tshuva, he did Tshuva. Va'adayin Le'gama Tshuvasa Karoi. He was in the middle of doing his Tshuva, it wasn't a complete Tshuva, and the Reb Chaim Vital drank wine with him. Ve'heru Le'min HaShemayim Shoshasa Nesach. And he had a dream, and in Hashemayim they told him that he drank Yayin Nesach. V'arizal tziva l'sanois, and the Arizal told him that he has to fast. So he says, you see from here also that a mummer is someone that can create Yayin Nesach even when we're dealing with Das Yishmaelis. But the bottom line is that Avni Nezer said that it's mucha from the fact that Yishmaeli who touches wine creates Yayin Nesach, meaning the Isser is chasnos. It has nothing to do with the Avodah Zarah component, because Yishmaeli is not an Avodah Zarah. So if Yishmaeli is not an Avodah Zarah, so it's nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. All it is related is the chasnos. If all it is related to the chasnos, and still you see that if a mummer touches wine, it makes Yayin Nesach. So you see there is a chash chasnos when it comes to mummer. I was the chash chasnos. The Tiferes Lamoshe is saying very good. Marry his daughter. It's not a problem. He says, in theory, you're right, but most mumarim, their daughters are mumerises. So the bottom line is, even though technically it's not muchach that there's an issue, but chances are it is going to be an issue. So it makes sense that Chachamim made the gzeir of chasnus there as well. But zok the pischei tshuva, that's in Simon Kuf Yud Beis. And Kuf Yud Gimel takes a little tack. And Kuf Yud Gimel says the pischei tshuva, over here it's going to be different. And you know why over here it's going to be different? That's why Rashi added a reason. Rashi says, you want to know why Bishul Akim is also? There's two reasons it's also. It's also because of chasnus, but there's another chash. Shema yachilenu davar aser. L'maynaf gemina mummer. Meaning, lishi tosi, says the Tiferes Lamoisha, that I hold in Simon Kuf Yud Beis that by pas Akim, there is no problem with a mummer. Why is there no problem with a mummer? Because go marry his daughter. It's not a problem. Over here, there's another reason. There's another reason. Shem Yachleru Davar Tami. The Ma'ayin Afkamina. There's another reason. The other reason would chapen Afkamina as it relates to eating a Davar Tami. So just a little bit of halacha l'maisa. Let's fast forward. So just a little bit of halacha as it relates to Bishul Akan. And the truth is, if you think about it for a minute, a lot of the products that we buy in supermarkets, products that have an OU, a Chaf K, or whatever, Star K, they are technically prepared. Not everything you buy, right? Raw vegetables are raw vegetables, but canned vegetables are already prepared. Like most things you buy have been prepared. So l'chura, you would think that half your pantry is Bishul Akum. So we have to take a step backwards and understand a little bit better the sugyas of Bishul Akum. So just to present it a little bit from halacha l'maisa in the 10 minutes or so that we have. So just five kulas. Start with the coolest. If you only have 10 minutes, I'm not going to speak about five chumras. So you might as well speak about five coolest in the sugya of Bishul Akan that will give you a little bit of perspective so you can understand a little bit better what it is we're doing. That is number one. The Mechaber right in the beginning of Simen Kuf Yud Gimel. So Rabbi Gezor Lamed Ches connects with Yeridei Kuf Yud Gimel. That's where it is in Shulchan Aruch. So the Mechaber. Dovish Einu Nechel Kamei Shulchai. Any food that cannot be eaten raw. V'gam oil al shulchan malachim, and it's very chash of the food. It's oil al shulchan malachim. V'laf is be'as apas. The halach is shebish layakim. If a guy cooks it, afilu b'kli Yisrael, even if he used the Yid's Caleb, ube beis Yisrael, and he did it in the Yid's house, asur mishum bishul akum. It's going to be asur mishum bishul akum. Now, we had in the beginning of the Gemara, there was a kula from Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak in the name of Rav. And there were two versions of it. In Surya they said, Kol anechel kamoisha hu chai. In by mishum bishul evi kichavim. In Pumbedisa they said, Kol she'in anechel al shulcha malachim. Laf is be'as apas. In by mishum bishul evi kichavim. Mechaber paskins both. So the Mechaber brings Surah's version of Rav's Kula and Pumbedisa's version of Rav's Kula. It's based on Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, the second Toysa on Lamed Chesam at Aleph, that had a diak in the Gemara, that it was mashma that lahaloch the chachamim took on both Kulas. So both Kulas are true. Number one, if the food is nechel kamoshu chai. So any food that you could eat in its raw state, a guy cooks it, there's not going to be a problem with Bishul Akum. Any food that is einoy oil al shulchan malachim, it's not a chash of a food, quote unquote. The halacha is, if a guy cooks it, there's not going to be a problem with Bishul Akum. So the first kula is, if it's nechel kamoshu chai. The second kula is, if it's einoy oil al shulchan malachim. Third kula is yesterday. Pas palter. Every time a guy bakes food, l'chayri is cooking, there's an issue of afi. In fact, halacha is that if a guy bakes pas yisrael, it's a problem. It's only pas palter where there's a kula. But the bottom line is that's a tremendous kula. So pas palter, where the heter is applicable for those that are mekel, you don't have to worry about the Bishul Akum issue either. Just like the chachamim will matter pas, so too they will matter the Bishul Akum component with pas. A fourth is a very important halacha, and that's in Sif Katan Ches. Nasa Yisrael Keter Ala Eish. The halacha is, I'm sorry, Sif Katan Tes. In Bishla, Ervik Yichavim Kamaychel Ben Drusoy. If a guy cooks the food Kamaychel Ben Drusoy, V'gomer Yisrael, and the Yid finishes the cooking, Yesh Lesser. L'chur, it's going to be awesome. Ella Im Kain, who Erev Shabbos, or Erev Yontif, Oish Yesh Hefsin Meruba B'dover. So if a guy starts the process, guy cooked it, he did everything. He literally lit the fire, the whole night. It even cooked Kemaychel Ben Drusoy. So the Mechaber says, Yesh Lesser. Unless it's a real Tzorech. It's Erev Shabbos, it's Erev Yontif, or there's a Hefsa Merubah. Says the Ramah, Yesh Matir Mechal Inyan. But there are those that are Matir Mechal Inyan. And he quotes about 15 Mar Mekoymas. Very rarely does the Ramah quote this many Mekoymas. Tur B'Shem Marash, V'Ram V'Rith, Shabbeinu Yachar, Asakein Lamaisa, the Isavahet, the Sefer HaChumas, the Mardchai, the Aguda, the Ra'ah, the Smag, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Kein Eskim, Uroiv, Apoiskim, V'Chulu, V'Chulu, V'Chulu. And then the Ramah says, V'Chein Noyagim. That's the minute. So a guy can cook. He can cook. But as long as it was Gomra Yisrael, even though the guy already cooked it, Kamaychel Ben Drusoy, so there's a little ambiguity here, but the point is Gomra Yisrael, even though the Mechaber doesn't want you to be Mekel unless it's a real Tzairich, Yesh Matirim B'chal Inyan, 15 Mar Mekoymes, V'chein Noyagim. And that is in fact the minute. That's the fourth kula. The fourth kula is if the Yid would finish the job, it would be okay. And then finally, the fifth kula is a Toisvis on Daf Lamed Aleph of the days. In one of the previous sugyas, Toisvis over there was discussing beer. A guy makes beer. Are you allowed to drink the beer? Are you allowed to drink? But Chura, why so posh are you allowed to drink beer?
Why is beer not a problem? Says Toisus. V'oid yesh tam achel ahater. It's Toisus dibra masko v'travayu on the bottom of Laman Aleph on the base. Toisus says, I'm going to tell you a reason why you're allowed to drink beer. The aim by mishum bishol oivet kichoven. The kihechi dat tfuah betele gabe amayim. In your beer kashakal yibet varay. Because Toisus says, we know a guy is allowed to warm up water. Right? Water is definitely not a problem. I'm going to see in a minute why. Which one of these coolers it falls into. But a guy can cook water for you. Zok Toisus. When you make beer, the grain, the hops, everything else that you have in the beer is bottled to the water. And you know I know that? Because what bracha do you make on beer? Shakol niyabidvaroi. Hey, there's wheat in your beer, there's barley in your beer, there's tamarim in your beer. So why are you making the shakol niyabidvaroi? The teretz is because it's bottle. So zok taisus alumdus. Ki yechi dat fua betela lagabi amayim. Le'in in bircha shakol niyabidvaroi. Hachinami betela nyanisabishol. So we look at it as cooking water. Are you cooking water? You're not going to have any problem of bishol akim. Either way, so we have five kulois with regards to the halachas of bishol akim. Again, number one, if it's nechel kamay shulchai, the makar to that is the top of Lamed Chasam and Aleph. If it's Eina Oil al Shulchan Malach, the makar to that was, again, the Pumpadisa's version of Rashul Rav Yisrael Neim Rav, right at the top of Lamed Chasam and Aleph. Pas Palter, that was yesterday's daf. If the guy starts the process and the yid finishes it, that's a machoikis mechaber amah, how are you supposed to treat it? That's your idea, simen kuf yod gimel of cotton test. And then if it's ikur mayim, even if you're ma'ar of other things inside of it, we say the other thing is bottled to the mayim. Exhibit A for that is sheikhar is beer, and the makar to that is a toisvis and avodah zarah daf lamed aleph amibes. So just a few practical applications to each one of these five. So the first one was nechel kamay shuchai. An example of that would be water. So if a guy heats up water for you, boils water for you, you can drink the water. Most milk products, ice cream, yogurts, are considered dvarim that are nechel kamay shuchai because it comes from milk, and milk is nechel kamay shuchai. So as a result, you can buy yogurt even though there's some pasteurizing process, something, whatever that's taking place. It doesn't bother me. It's not an issue, halacha l'maisa, because dairy products, for the most part, are viewed as being nechel kamay shuchai. Canned vegetables. The vegetables are nechel kamay shuchai. So even though when they're canned, something was done to them that maybe would render it bishul, it doesn't matter. There's no problem with bishul akum. This is halacha l'maisa. The second thing we mentioned was eina oila al shulchan malachim. Two perfect examples are candy. Candy, a lot of the candies you eat, something happened to it. They were heated up somewhere along the way. It doesn't matter. It's not bishul akum. Because candy, it's no Shabbos parties on the Shulchan Malachim. It's not Nechel Kamay Sheichai. It's not Oilav Shulchan Malachim. Cereal is another example. Cereal, so pas paltu, by the way, cereal is not an issue. Why not? Because those have a tzuras, a pas. But from a bishul akum, what happened to bishul akum? Right, Manav Shachar. If it's not pas, now you have a bishul problem. So what happened to bishul akum with all cereal? It's not a problem because it's not Oilav Shulchan Malachim. The third thing that we mentioned was pas palt. That's easy. All the bread products, whether it's bread or crackers or pita or cookies or cake. So that's nichlal in the heter of pas palter, again, for those that are mekel. So you're not going to have a problem with bishul akum either. The fourth thing we mentioned was if a guy cooked it and now the yid finishes it, we rely on that. I'll tell you what you rely on it. Rice. Rice has been cooked. But you're going to be gamer. You're going to complete the process. Pasta. Pasta's been cooked already. You're going to go out, you're going to complete it. If you buy frozen French fries and you stick it in your oven, next time you make a barbecue on a Sunday afternoon. So how are you doing that? How are you making those frozen French fries? Look, they're cooked. You're not getting them completely. There's some cooking that has been taken. By the way, this is all off the OU's website. So either way, it's been cooked already. So if it's been cooked, I ain't chum. So if it's been cooked. What's that? By the way, the name of the article, if you want to read it, is called Playing with Fire. So either way. And the fifth one, which we said, that Tyson said about beer, that being that it's primarily water, you don't have to worry about mixing tfu and other things because it's all bottled to the water. So what's exhibit A? Something that's very near and dear to many of us. Coffee. So coffee. Could a guy make you coffee? You buy coffee at your local Starbucks. So the truth is that is complicated. And because there's other issues, they serve non-kosher food and then the kalim and the dishwashers and the tishtichs. And so there's other issues. So let's not talk about the tarivis issue. But simply, could an Eina Yehudi make you a cup of coffee? Now, the truth is like this. Coffee is interesting. The reason coffee is interesting is because even instant coffee that you buy has been cooked already. So if you research a little bit the process of making instant coffee, the coffee was already cooked, and then there's some sort of process they use to bring it back to a dry state. But the bottom line is, the coffee is already cooked. But that pashtis is not an issue. And the reason that's pashtis not an issue
is because it's not oil al shulchan malachim. When the coffee is in its dry state, at that point, it's not oil al shulchan malachim. I saw this on the Chafke's website. That's why they say instant coffee is definitely not an issue. Again, it's pashat, I think, but it doesn't matter because it's ain't oil al shulchan malachim. The question is, when you make the coffee, when if an Eni Yehudi is going to, the barista is actually going to brew you a cup of coffee. So now you're being mevashel. So the water, that's nechel k'may shichai. That's not a problem. That was Hector number one, but the coffee itself should be an issue. So territories should be different than beer. At the end, what bracha do you make? You make a tahakel. So the chur should be okay. You know who said this? You know who said this? How far back do you think this goes? The Prichadish. Prichadish, two places right here in our sugyas. Prichadish says it in Kuf Yudalit, he says it in Kuf Yigimel, says the Prichadish that based on this Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, it's okay to drink coffee that was prepared by an Eini Yehudi. Reb Shlomo Eger brings this Prichadish as well in his Gilyon Marsha, and he says like this, Shtias Kaffa, Be Kaffa Heiser, drinking coffee in a good German. Drinking coffee in a kaffeheiser. Kosa b'tshuvas bereishek simen kofei sha'af mi minik kudoishim mutter. The gam ein lochesh l'taruvas iser deloy shchichi. In the parentheses they say v'ulay bezmanoi hoye b'kaffeheiser ach kave shchira. Maybe there was only black coffee. Av bezmanenu hini shchiach cholav. U'bevadei hoye b'klisha shoysim eru cholav shchol b'yevik kachovim ach yeshloim b'shum d'havi klisheini. Maybe it's a klisheini. So it gets involved already in the whole taruvas thing. But again, that's cholav akum, that's klisheini, that's a whole different sugya. But the bottom line is, in terms of the coffee itself, why is it not bishul akum? L'chur, it should be Bishul Akim. That's why it's not going to be Bishul Akim. But stating that, it's just kedai to know that the Pischei Tshuva brings this, the Pischei Tshuva, in the beginning of Kuf Yodalit, brings this Prichadosh, and he's not happy with the Prichadosh. He says, Tshuva's Panim Me'irois, Shecholak Olav. Da'af B'Sheicher, even by beer, L'hoye Ikra Tam Yishum Datfu B'Teilo. He says, nobody relied on that Tosfos. True, Tosfos says it. Can't debate that. Tosfos says that the Tfu is bottled to the Mayim, so beer isn't an issue. But he says, nobody really relied on that Tosfos. The Ikra reason was, the reason the Chachamim felt that beer was okay, because it's not Oyl al Shulchan Malachim. But the bottom line is, when it comes to coffee, this is the Pischei Tshuva, it's obvious to everybody. It is Oyl al Shulchan Malachim. Umezamni alayu lochein roy lebal nefesh shaloi lishtois kava oite. Then he brings a shaylus yaivitz chelik beis simen kuf mem beis. It's a fascinating tshuva if you want to look it up. Chelik beis shaylus yaivitz kuf mem beis kuf mem gimel vadvarim atikin veinkam makalma laharich. Either way, some very interesting halacha. And again, it's like with paspalta, the people that are machmer and avada tovoy alehem bracha, the people that are mekel v'yesh lehem amalismoich. You know, when it comes to bishul akum, so some of it is straightforward. There's types of certain things that we missed out, but as it relates to coffee, so if you want to be mekel, you know, boils down to a kula from the pre-chadash.
Reminds me nowadays in the Starbucks.